This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start, because where you start matters.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Columbia protester Mahmoud Khalil is expected.
Let's fire that up again.
Columbia protester Mahmoud Khalil is expected to appear for his deportation hearing today. And that emphasis on the word deportation is crucial because that is not to be confused with the detainment hearing. Can Khalil be deported is the question that needs to be answered. What do you think comes out of today's case?
Well, this is another example of where the argument is that it's some sort of free speech violation when you're engaging in aiding and advising terrorist organizations, which is a basis for deportation. And that's exactly what the rub is here for him. And he certainly does not deserve to be here if that's the type of conduct he's going to engage in. And it's not First Amendment protected conduct whatsoever.
Okay, here's the thing that I don't think a lot of people, including on our side, are really grasping about this. This is the left's big move to normalize the idea that terrorists have a right to come here. Terror supporters have a right to come here. Those who have pledged allegiance to terrorist groups, and at that point, I don't know what the difference between you and a terrorist is, have a right to come here. And we should listen to them and learn things from them. We could benefit. Okay, here's the thing. People don't realize this guy, Mahmoud, okay? This guy, Lee, he's on a temporary visa. He has publicly endorsed Hamas, as has that Georgetown academic who's here on a visa, publicly endorsed Hamas, a designated terror organization. Both of them, Khalil, whose hearing is today, and now this Georgetown academic, and then leftly is running around, oh, he's a professor, we can't get rid of him. Well, like Khalil, publicly endorsed Hamas, a U.S. designated terror organization. They have both had direct connections to Hamas's leaders. They have had conversations and discussions with Hamas's leaders. That breaks the terms of your visa. Now, here's the thing, okay? And this is a question. So this is where you got to ask, where's the left going with this? What is the Democrats' long-term plan here? Hamas, Lee, is a U.S. designated terror organization, just like ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Hezbollah, too. So should we take people who endorse ISIS or have connections with their leaders? Should we do that? Because if this guy wins or we normalize this, that's where we're going. Where does that end? Because let me tell you who it's going to let into this country. There are a lot of people, Lee, coming in that, you know, has he personally conducted a terror attack? Not that we know of. He hasn't been caught. Is he coming in as part of an ISIS smuggling network? Yes. Does he have connections to leadership? Yes. He's coming from Yemen. Ooh, that's a hotbed of terror. Is he a terrorist? Well, he's not on the international want list yet. Does that mean he's not one of them? No. What is the best way we can figure that out? He's got connections to leadership. So if this legally is where they are going, you understand this is going to let in everyone who's pledged allegiance to the leaders of Al-Qaeda, Hezbollah, ISIS. Oh, we don't like ISIS. That wouldn't happen. Lee, there's no difference. They have the same terror organization designation. Mm-hmm. So, and even the way Fox is spinning this, I'm like, anti-Israel protest. No, this is pro-terrorist speech, is what it is.
Yeah.
Look, you have every right in America. If you're an American citizen, if you don't like the priorities of the government of Israel, you don't like how they do business, right, fine, go protest. I have no problem with it. Whatever. I don't agree with you, but whatever. I'm not threatened by you. It's just a debate we've been having for decades. That is not what this is. And so what the left is trying to establish now, and really the right is helping them in some ways with the way we are covering this, is in the right-wing media not getting it. This is not a free speech issue. It's not. In fact, we're not even talking about coming here on a visa and protesting against Israel. That is not even what happened here. That is misinformation.
I had a quick question for you. Why was the free speech of a high school football coach who took a knee and did a prayer after a football game? That was not permitted. And this guy was an American citizen. But yet now this, we've got to defend this.
The left is so hypocritical on this, Lee. Yeah. I mean, look at me. I got my first major strike for saying, hey, you know what? It says on the mask box that the mask doesn't work. Bam, lost my Facebook account. This guy who has pledged allegiance to Hamas. But Lee, it was so bad. They were handing out his group cards with the faces of the leadership of Hamas, praising them as heroes. They're like trading cards. The group this guy leads at Columbia vowed the decimation of Western culture. That is their goal. The destruction and decimation of Western culture, quote unquote, from the New York Post. I'm sorry, that is not, well, he disagreed with Israel, so Trump's kicking him out. No, not when you're on a visa. That's a declaration of war. And again, if we let him stay, and we legally establish, and a lot of people on our side, there's people on our side who think we shouldn't be funding Israel. They don't like Israel. They're anti-Israel, whatever. They are not understanding this. They're seeing this as a free speech issue. It's not. If you are here on a visa and you want to protest Israel peacefully, they're not going to pick you up. But when you publicly endorse Hamas, a designated terror organization, there is no difference between you and somebody who endorses ISIS. When you have direct connection to the leaders of Hamas in Gaza, when you have direct connection to the leaders of ISIS, there's no difference. They are designated terror organizations by the U.S. State Department. We cannot tolerate that. Dear God, I mean, the whole Department of Homeland Security, Lee, was founded to what? Secure the homeland, to keep these people from coming over our border. Now we're like, wow, we should give them a visa and listen to what they have to say. What, in between bombings? Because that's what's going to happen. I mean, Lee, we even have a designation for them. They're called SIAs. I talk about SIAs all the time, Special Interest Aliens. All the way up, this is how radical this has gotten. All the way up through Obama, if you're an SIA, you have... You're not a known leader of Hamas, ISIS, Hezbollah, Al-Qaeda, but you have direct connections to people who are. That makes you a special interest alien. You get turned the heck around at the border and you get sent back. Who did that? We did that all the way through Obama because why? It's U.S. law. It's the law of this country. Change it if you don't like it. And now we're like, well, we should listen to what he has to say. Why does he get to stay? Because he took part in some protests. But your average SIA, by the way, there's over 700,000 of them in the country. A lot of them came in through ISIS networks over the border. Why do they not get to stay? And here's another question. Is the way you get to stay, because they're going to start doing this, is the way you get to stay, well, I'm from Yemen. I'm with ISIS. I came in with Mahmoud here, who's with the ISIS leadership. But Joe Biden let us go. You mean I get to stay if I just go to a college campus and hold up a sign and go First Amendment? Yeah. Okay, cool. Where's the nearest college? I don't care anything about it. I'm just here to perpetrate jihad. But, you know, I'll hold up a sign so they can't deport me. That's the only difference between these people. And Lee, Trump is currently hunting those SIAs. That's 700,000 that we keep hearing about. Again, the only difference between them and him is he held up a sign, terrorized Jewish students, is a virulent anti-Semite, and wants the destruction of Western civilization, so the left thinks he's cool. No difference. Otherwise, he is an SIA. That is what he is. This is a really, really scary precedent that our side is not, we're not getting. And that's because there's a growing kind of move on our side of like, hey, we're broke. We don't want to fund anyone. We don't want to fund Israel. I don't like Israel anymore because I got to fund them. So, hey, free speech for this guy. This guy is a terrorist sympathizer with direct connections to terror leaders. And so is the Georgetown professor. Oh, this country. What's next? Well, it'll be, we should elect a member of ISIS to Congress because we should really hear what they have to say. But we are losing it as a country.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
20 years. Yeah, you want to go torch a Tesla dealership? Very hip, very hot. Very cool. The Daily Show praising torching a Tesla dealership. Shooting into a Tesla dealership. Play the montage. Yeah, they're torching them and shooting them. And use the word cool. The host used the word cool. That's cool, man. Domestic terror. I love it. Yeah. Well, if you want to try it, you can. But you'll be facing 20 years in prison. Yep, we got 3 of these goons. Pam Bondi's. Got him facing, she's our attorney general now, 20 years in prison apiece. The left needs to see that, and they need to see it fast, or they're going to repeat the summer of love. And people are going to die. Their businesses are going to be burnt to the ground at a $2 billion level, because that is where the left is headed. right now.
And the FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force is investigating these ongoing Tesla attacks. Cars and facilities have been vandalized in at least seven locations from Oregon to Massachusetts, including cars and charging stations set on fire by Molotov cocktails. Let's bring in former federal prosecutor Katie Cherkasky. Katie, this administration is not playing around. What's your reaction to these charges?
Well, I think it's very important that AG Bondi and President Trump react heavily to these attacks. People have articulated that they've been motivated by the fact that they do not like what Elon Musk is doing for the government. So while there's not a federal crime that's actually for domestic terrorism, for practical purposes, that's exactly what this is. So they will face very heavy federal charges for engaging in those acts. And I think that's very due at this point.
Yeah, it is. They're going to spin out of control. But they're doing what they should have done last time. Don't stop with the protest. Folks, those are just, the protesters are just low-level mental illness. That's all they had. They're low-level mentally ill. The ones the left preys upon with their lies, information, misinformation. What we need is the conspirators.
Both Trump and Vance have said they think that these attacks were bankrolled, Katie. If true, what kind of charges could the financiers of this domestic terror face?
There are certainly conspiracy charges that are on the table, which are very significant on the federal side. And I think big picture, it's time that we have to confront the left's idea that a so-called protest is somehow protected when it's violent criminal acts. That's not a protest. That's not anything that's protected by the First Amendment. And that's what this really boils down to.
That's such an important point, because you see in other media, there's this sort of connotation that, oh, no, everything falls under the ambit of free speech. It is not. When you burn something, not free speech.
He's right. They have, and so is she, they've got to learn this because they're beginning to repeat it. Clip of the week, again, is MSNBC telling their sheeple. And folks, I really believe they target their mentally ill fringe with this, telling their sheeple, oh, violence, no, if it's part of a protest, it's okay.
But then you also overnight have this post claiming that protests at Tesla dealerships are illegal. He said today he would label violence against dealerships domestic terrorism. Now, you know, I am judicious in how I play this sound, but I think you need to hear it from him.
Mr. President, talks about some of the violence that's been going on around the country at dealerships. Some say they should be labeled domestic terrorists.
Because I will do that. I'll do it. I'm going to stop them. We catch anybody doing it because they're harming a great American company. Let me tell you, you do it to Tesla and you do it to any company, we're going to catch you and you're going to go through hell.
So just to be clear, you protest a private company, you are labeled by this administration a domestic terrorist.
No. Violently protest. See what they're doing? Oh, yeah, no, a little Molotov cocktail, a little bullet through the parking lot. No. If you're protesting, it's okay. Folks, we got to dig this out because it's getting rooted in on their side. But folks, you know what it is? This is all about the leadership's desperation to stop Elon Musk from finding their stuff, their fraud, their theft, their grip. By the way, you know that Judge Boasberg? She's a federal judge. He lives in one of the most affluent neighborhoods in D.C. in a $2.4 million mansion. How's that possible? Golly, makes $200,000 a year. I wonder which NGO his family made that money out of. Guarantee we'll find one. Oh, it's only a matter of time. That's how it goes. Did you see what this Maryland judge just did? An Obama appointee? Because, folks, if Trump were truly violating the Constitution here, you'd see Republican judges ruling against him. They're not. Judge Ellen Hollander, Obama appointee, listen to this, just blocked DOGE in a half a page ruling that she might as well have written in Korean. This is another one of these where they don't cite a specific part of the Constitution. Judges used to do that. In fact, if you were going to enjoin the president, it'd be 100, 120 pages. You would have all kinds of citations. No. She just blocked DOGE from accessing the Social Security system. You know why? She said it was a fishing expedition and there was no fraud. I'm sorry, where is the no fraud clause of the Constitution? Well, if there's no fraud, you can't look. Why are you afraid they'll find fraud, honey? Well, who cares when you want to get rid of fraud? Or is it your party robbing us blind again? She said Musk Group had not demonstrated any evidence of fraud, so she was just going to stop them. Yeah, she said, oh, it's private information. No, it's not. No, it's not. People download the DMV database all the time. You have to have special clearances for that. I mean, special security parameters you have to meet. No, it's not. Privacy. You know, it's an invasion of privacy. This same judge would never pull the plug on the NSA database, would never stop the FISA spying. They get every line of your bank account. They get every transaction you make. They get every keystroke you type. They get every text you send. They get every email you send, and they probably get your phone calls too. We just haven't found that one yet. It didn't leak. God bless Edward Snowden. They worry about the privacy of that? No. They're deep in your bank account. No. But if Elon Musk goes and looks for fraud, now that's a problem. Why? Because there is some, and the Democrat Party's profiting. This is from a Fox News Chiron, okay? The source of this, this judge says, oh, he's never presented evidence of fraud. Not only has Doge presented evidence of fraud, this is from the Social Security Administration's Office of the Inspector General, whose job it is to oversee what? Say it with me. Fraud. Verified. Found by Doge. $72 billion with a B in improper payments by just the Social Security Administration between 2015 and 2022. If we do not stop the fraud that the judge just ruled must go forward, we will spend, according to the Office of the Inspector General, not Elon Musk, $23 million in improper payments, bare minimum, over the next 12 months, and verified 44,000 people with birth dates before 1920. Are still receiving Social Security payments in 2025. Problem is, there's only estimated to be a few hundred people that age max in the United States of America, not 44,000. They think, and Donald Trump quoted this number in his address, they think it's actually closer to 130,000. No evidence? What, you blind? Can't read? And that's, folks, that doesn't even count what Chuckin just did. Just said she couldn't see any fraud whatsoever in giving Stacey Abrams $2 billion, even though her NGO had only existed for 5 months and had never had more than $500 in the bank account. 500 and some change. No fraud there. No, that's good. Well, that money moved through two more NGOs, and guess where $55 million of it went? Paid for commercials for Kamala Harris. Lee Zeldin had that info, head of the EPA. She says, no, there's no fraud. No, you can't take the money back. You got to give it to all the right Democrats and their donors or else. Folks, really interesting who Judge Boasberg is. For a long time, we've been telling you about the multiple felonies committed before the FISA court by the FBI and the DOJ. Last time Donald Trump was president, they lied. It's called perjury. The rest of us will go to prison for it. It carries at the federal level in the federal courts up to 5 years in prison. It's a felony, as Rand Paul likes to point out a lot. And in order to get the ability to spy on Trump to bring him down, James Comey, Andrew McCabe, and others lied to the FISA court in their court filings about evidence they had for Russia collusion. Just flat out made it up. Lied. At one point, a guy by the name of Klein Smith altered a CIA email to say the opposite of what it actually said. So in other words, document fraud. Submitted it to the FISA court. You remember Klein Smith's trial. He was found guilty, by the way, but given a slap on the wrist. By who? Boasberg. Same one saying that Trump can't send Trende Aragua terrorists out of the country. Weird, right? Huh. Who's the guy ultimately in charge of the FISA court? Well, that'd be John Roberts. Who did he put in charge of the FISA court? Boasberg. But what isn't what those guys did a felony? Yeah, it's a felony. See any FBIs go to prison? No. Prosecuted? Nah. How about Rod Rosenstein? No. No, they lied. It was good, though. Worse, as it became clear by the fourth round of FISA re-ups to spy on Trump, once these guys had lied, Boasberg didn't care. He re-upped it again. In other words, total wholesale abuse of the FISA court. Under whose watch did all this happen? Justice Roberts, which is really weird because this week Justice Roberts was the same one who stood up for Boasberg. Even though he knows darn well Boasberg does not have the power to issue a nationwide injunction. He is a district court judge. His power is confined to the district he is in. That's it. It's a made-up power. Like a superpower. It's nice. It's like kind of fantasy. Go to the movies, eat some popcorn. You know, it's not real. Well, it's not real. So why is Justice Roberts basically telling Trump to back off? Because Boasberg knows where all the bodies are buried. Worse yet, these people are creepy, folks. New investigation. It's a secretive club, a judicial club called America Inns of Court. And it's loaded with radical America-hating judges like James Boasberg, who thinks Trende Irag was awesome. Burl Howell, Ketanji Brown Jackson on the Supreme Court, who does not know the difference between a man and a woman, despite giving births weird. Amit Mehta, all hard left judges, Trump haters. And John Roberts, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court since September of 2005. Wow. Oh, by the way, you know who else Boasberg is? You want to talk about deep state. The illegal spying that is going on using the NSA database, right? Usually it's between 500,000 and 1 million felonies a year. A lot of it committed by the FBI. If they don't like a Republican, they just go look them up, spy on them illegally without a warrant. We've had instances so bad where Republicans have held fundraisers in their home and everybody who attended the fundraiser got deep backgrounded. This doesn't happen to Democrats, by the way, just Republicans. Every one of those is a felony. You can't do it without a warrant. And the crime is so massive that it generally adds up to 500,000 to more than 1 million illegal searches a year. All of which could be curtailed. They could stop it. Instead, they just put out a report documenting their law breaking and laugh in our face. Who are the two guys who do that? Well, directly Boasberg. The same judge. The one who looks like Lurch. And he answers to Roberts. This is like a movie. So to put it all together, every keystroke you type, you write something kind of nasty. You're like, oh, I'm not going to post that even anonymously. Government has it. They got your keystrokes. You didn't have to hit send. You didn't have to hit post. Every line in your bank account, every transaction you've ever made, your deepest, darkest secrets, that kind of dirty movie you bought one time to watch with your wife. You know what you did. Everybody's got something that would embarrass them. We all do. It's not even necessarily illegal stuff. They have it all. Actually, to be specific, Boasberg has it all. So does John Roberts. So they're kind of like mutually compromised in violating our Fourth Amendment rights. It's a big crime. And then they've let the FBI get away with crime. So that's why you saw John Roberts leap to the fence of Boasberg this week, even though he knows Boasberg does not have the right to do what he's doing. And that empowered him. Did you hear what he said overnight? The judge threatened the Trump administration with consequences for not giving him all the information he wants on something Trump lawfully can do, which is get rid of designated terrorist combatants in this country. Using a law on the books? He doesn't have a right to do that. Folks, he doesn't even have the power to do a nationwide injunction. And yet what? What did you see Roberts leap to his defense? Why? And now Boasberg's going, that's threatening consequences. You and what army, buddy? I about fell off my chair. I saw that. This is how out of control they're getting. Folks, you know what's coming. Oh, come on. You can see it. Boasberg just went first because he's got the most power. He's the most entrenched in the deep state. Now, think about this. This is a guy who sits on a computer and lets the FBI commit hundreds and thousands of felonies of every year. It's not just the FBI either. It's contractors with security clearances. It's people inside, liberals inside of the Department of Homeland Security. All of our enemies. The deep state. He sits on it. It's the ultimate source of power and compromise. Which is why you're not going to see Republican leadership challenge Boasberg either. He's got all their deepest, darkest secrets. Click, click, click. Right there. And this is the beating heart of the power, the evil of the deep state, right there in one man. It's really fascinating, actually. They're all in it together. But you know what? All it takes is a 50+1 vote of Congress to end this and end it now, because they're getting out of control. And when they feel comfortable enough, Boas Berg went first. He will not be the last. And saying, oh, there'll be consequences for Trump. What does that say to you? They're trying to work out, figure out how they can get him where they intended to put him in the beginning, prison. Into the legal system somehow. That's where this is going. Where's the GOP Congress? They could stop this with 51 votes. We have the majority in both houses. Where are they? Oh, they're on vacation. They can't be troubled by things like this. A long history of very strange disappearances in Table Rock State Park. It's kind of legendary among hikers, actually. Part of a longer history of a disappearance among hikers, 1,100 in a decade. In our state and national parks. Federal government stonewalled on this one for years. It's a fascinating story. Refuses to compile even a list of the missing hikers. 1,100 people missing is a big number. Unless those demanding it in a FOIA turn over $1.5 million. They do not want to talk about it. And it's been happening at Table Rock for a while. Talked about it last week. In fact, Table Rock's among the locations. Some of the state, and most of them are national parks, but some of the state parks that are famous with hikers because of the bizarre disappearances that have occurred in there. And these have gone back all the way to 1988, when a young woman disappeared in November, went missing for 3 weeks. I mean, you're talking total presumed dead at that point. Then turned up alive. Yeah. Said she had been hunted by a pack of men. That's why she went off trail. Now, my daughter and I hike a lot, so I know how easy it is to go off trail and take Table Rock. I've done it. And what happens is, it's beautiful views up there. So people step off trail just a few feet to get that selfie, that picture. And what does it do? Well, it tamps it down and makes it look like it's a trail. It's very easy to just walk off. We almost did it once up there. I mean, we got, I don't know, 15, 20 feet off trail. And it's very easy to get disoriented. And you're kind of disoriented, like, wait, what? And then I saw some people on the trail. I was like, oh, we're off the trail. We were going to keep going the other way. It's easy to do. So why is Stephanie Womack still missing? So sadly, and folks, this one's going weird. It's getting weird. Listen to this. Pickens, this is another one. By the way, there was another Clemson student. Pulls his car up, parks it, leaves his wallet, goes for a hike. Never seen again. And that's what's weird. When hikers go missing, most of the time, you find their body. I mean, I hate that, but you do. What's weird is when you don't. In modern, it's super weird. Why? Because we have thermal imaging. We've got it on planes. We've got it on helicopters. We've got it on drones. So yes, after a few weeks, a drone's not going to pick up a body because it's, you know, not warm anymore. But in the beginning, it's almost impossible to hide. So where is she? Okay. The sheriff says, again, this is the third weird one of these. I mean, and I'm talking full on bizarre. They're talking about these in the hiking forums. Sheriff says, this is Sheriff Pickens County, Stephanie Womack went on a personal mission 2 weeks ago at Table Rock State Park. She was camping with her husband. He goes to get supplies. And so they're saying no one's seen her since. But since she went on a personal mission and he doesn't really have the manpower, he's suspending the search. A personal mission. Is that like a hike? Pickens County Sheriff's Office doesn't have a dedicated search and rescue team. We do believe she went up there to complete a personal mission. We do not think she made it out of the woods. Well, that means she's missing in the woods on a hike. Our only issue at this point in time is manpower and other county duties. We don't have the assets to continue, so they're suspending the search. That's so sad. I feel for her son, Isaiah Wilkins. He's begging everyone, folks, tomorrow's going to be a pretty day. There's a volunteer search and rescue for Stephanie Womack. The event's on Facebook. It's for tomorrow, March 22nd. So if you like to hike, you want to help the family out, you're really good directionally in the woods, they could sure use you because the search has been suspended. Went to the woods on a personal mission and didn't come back. And you don't know where she is? And you don't know what happened to her? Okay. Well, I guess just add this one to the history books. Another weird, and I mean weird, disappearance in Table Rock Park.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.